How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my favorite spot in all of the Lehigh Valley, the Monaco household.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my fave spot, I would say.
It's a good spot.
I actually don't even know what episode this is. I think it might be seven. I think it might be seven or eight. I'm not sure, but let me tell you a little bit about where I am. I'm really excited for a lot of reasons. It's my birthday weekend. And so I decided that I'm going to have my fave humans on the podcast over the next week or two, maybe three, depending on how widespread they are. And I realize I'm a little bit of an emotional slut, as we were just talking about. So I have a lot of people that I love a lot. So anyways, I'd like to call this my fave human series. Don't take offense if you're not invited.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really starting this off aggressively. Sorry.
It's a little,
I love everyone. So I'm here with Cassie Monaco, or as I like to say, Callie Monaco. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I call her Callie because you tell the story. Why do I call you Callie? Do you remember?
Yes, because we were going to yoga on a regular basis with this woman who knows my mom, like knows my family, definitely knows who we are. And even though we corrected her every week for like
7 weeks,
a really long time, she still called me Callie instead of Cassie. So I just stopped correcting her.
Also, without totally tearing this apart, can we talk about how much of a kind of somewhat joke that yoga class was?
I just think we were in the wrong age bracket.
And we also, like, chatted the whole time.
Yes.
We were not calm. Mm-mm. We would laugh. It just wasn't right.
I don't think it was the best fit.
There were a lot of other people who were probably twice our age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are you feeling, by the way? Are you feeling comfortable?
Yeah.
Cassie is, I would say, an extroverted introvert. You can be, you're very social and on and great with people.
Yeah.
But you're definitely an introvert.
Yeah.
So this is out of her box.
It is.
And I appreciate your doing it for me.
I'm here for you.
We have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to start with how Cassie and I met. Well, it's not really the way we met isn't a fun story, but the way we became close definitely is. You don't remember things the way I do.
No, I don't. So I'm interested in reliving this.
All friendships are love stories to me. And there's always a time when you can remember the moment that you fell in love. Like, you meet and you get to know each other. And then there's always that season of, like, the honeymoon. Like, really getting close and getting to know each other.
Yeah. This is a very you train of thought. But yeah. Go for it.
Okay, so Callie and I work at the same school, and she was really close with the girl who was in my position before I left. And so I was super intimidated about that in general.
Which is so weird.
Well, I realize it's weird now, but imagine like coming into a place and you're like taking the place of someone who everyone was tight with, you know?
I think you did fine.
Thank you.
Sure.
And we basically were friendly. She was very nice to me. You were my first class. I told you that, right?
I think so.
We started school on a Wednesday, and I was so
nervous.
That was
my fave class, too, right?
Yeah.
It was the year before then.
Well, you were in second grade.
They were a good group, too.
Yeah. And she was the first teacher to drop off her class to my room, which was scary AF. And we were just, like, friendly. I would say that whole year we were, like, we were friends, but we definitely weren't close.
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you invited me to
your wedding. I believe you. I know. You were, like, shocked to get a save the date.
I was, because I felt like we weren't tight. But then, last summer, was it last summer? No, it was two summers ago. Two summers ago, when you and John still lived in your apartment, we started to hang out a lot more. And I was kind of going through a rough patch, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I was going through a little bit of a dark time.
Oh, yeah.
And I really was sort of a leech and latched on to you.
That was only two summers ago?
Yeah. I would pretty much just spend every weekend at Cassie and John's. John is her husband now. And
always, really.
This was after your wedding, though. After your wedding leading into the school year. It wasn't the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we pretty much were like Uber pals.
We did Uber a lot.
Every event there was something happening, I would just go to their apartment and Uber with them.
Yeah, it was a lot of Ubering.
And if you want to know anything about any Uber driver in the Lehigh Valley,
Michael,
contact us.
Yeah. Our rating survived, which...
It's dropped a little.
It's a miracle. I mean...
We've had some
I don't actually know what mine is. I'm just going to look real
Check
quick.
Check it out. We've had a lot of situations where we've spilled some quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
We've stopped at Wawa. We've gone way off the beaten path.
I'm a 4.88.
That's really impressive.
That's pretty good.
I don't know when...
Maybe they're under your account.
I think there must have been some that I ordered that were some of those times, because I think I'm like in a 4.6 area.
Ooh.
I know, which is hard to get to.
It's tough.
Yeah. I'm going to come back from it. But anyways, I feel like that was our time. That was our falling in love time.
I didn't even know it.
It was. It's all right. Pretty much our anniversary coming up.
Okay.
So the reason I love our friendship is because we're pretty much... polar opposites.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah. Which is why you're running a podcast and I'm sitting here super uncomfortably.
I'm also drinking three different kinds of liquid, coffee, champagne, and water. And it's helping me a lot.
It'd be rude not to do that.
Cassie's an introvert, like I said, but she's also very black and white, I would say. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Every example I can think of is so, like, personal. But there's so many things where we just have wildly different views on it.
Yeah.
Can you think of one?
Not.
Well, okay.
Not one that wouldn't be like, wow, we're on there right yeah. now, 6 minutes in.
Okay, so, for example, the apartment that Cassie and John were living in when I became tight with them, I had, like, my own room there. It was really a great space. I loved that apartment. There were so many good memories.
It was a great apartment.
And then they bought this house, which is so beautiful. And you've really made yourself a home here.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I love it just as much. But I was like really mournful the weekend we like packed up your shit.
Yeah.
And moved. I could have cried. I think I might have cried a little bit.
You might have.
I was like, I always think of my life as like a series of eras.
Yeah.
And times.
Yeah.
And Cassie was like, we have a house, so what? Let's go.
But isn't that more like that you're an emotional thinker and I'm a logical thinker?
Well, yeah. So that's why you're black and white. And I'm like all up in the grays.
I guess those go together. Yeah.
Because I kept saying like, is it going to be weird the first night you sleep in your house? And you were like, no. Why would it be weird? I was like, okay, never mind.
Forget it.
Trying to connect here.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. But it's just one of the many reasons where... I would say that's the root of our opposing selves.
Yeah.
Are we different in any other wild way?
No, I think it all stems out of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that really affects how you conduct your whole life.
Yeah. You know? But we tend to agree... I think we have the same moral compass.
Yeah, I think so.
When
yeah.
people are being assholes, we're both pretty much in agreement.
Yeah.
Agreement. But I think every introverted friend should have an extroverted friend and vice versa.
Yeah.
Because
it's good.
We've learned a lot from each other.
I think so.
And you've helped me through some shit where I'm thinking about a million things and you're like, Veronica, calm down. Here's how it is. Boom.
Yeah. It's got perks.
Do you ever get annoyed by it? Does it annoy you?
Well, I can't understand other people sometimes, so that's when it's annoying.
This is really good champagne. I'm
so glad. It's just, it's nothing special.
Brut.
Yeah.
So as Callie and I were getting close, this is the part where I'm going to exploit you. Are you ready?
I feel ready.
This is one of actually, I obviously just love Cassie, but one of the big reasons I wanted to have her on my podcast is because she has type 1 diabetes, type wonderful, as I like to call it.
Yeah, totes.
And she doesn't really, I mean, not that you would have to announce it to the world, but you would never really know unless, like, you got close with her because you kind of hide it.
Not, like, purposely.
Right, but you don't like for people to really know.
I don't like to draw attention to it for no purpose.
Right. Is that, like, a personality thing, or is that, like, a...
Well, I don't really like to draw attention to myself for any reason. Like,
well...
Like this.
Yep. Here we are. Can you talk about... I know you've told me this story a million times before, but can you talk about when you first found out you had diabetes and how?
Yeah, so I was... I just graduated high school. It was August. I was going to college, and I went to get that meningitis shot that everybody has to get. And, like, my whole senior year of high school, I was just peeing all the time and sleeping all the time. I had lost some weight. And so I wasn't self-aware enough to think anything of that. But my mom had been doing some research. And so when we went for this meningitis shot, she told them the symptoms and was like, can you just give her a finger prick? Like, I've been doing some of my own research. And my blood sugar was, like, through the roof. And so... They admitted me to the hospital for, like, 3 days and did, like, a crash course on how to keep myself alive and then sent me on my way.
So the first time that you get an insulin pump, is that, like, a surgical procedure?
No.
So they can just
actually didn't have an insulin pump at that time because they incorrectly diagnosed me as a type 2 diabetic, so I was on an oral medication. For like a year and a half probably, and then shit started hitting the fan and they were like, oh, never mind, we were wrong, so you're gonna have to be on insulin. Then I got the pump.
Okay, so am I wrong in that the biggest difference between type 1 and type 2 is that type 1 is like in your DNA?
Type 1 is an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
Type 2 is... not.
Like, it's brought on by your lifestyle, right?
Sometimes type 2 can be genetic too, but type 2 can also be reversible. Like, if it's brought on by, like, being overweight, or it's not about eating too much sugar. That's the biggest misconception. That's just completely wrong. So from here on out, if you ever hear someone say that, it's wrong.
Punch them in the face.
It's wrong. But if you, like, are overweight and you have type 2 and you lose weight, like, you can reverse it and your body can go back to normal. But, like, I'm donezo. It's, like, done. So type 1 falls in with, like, other autoimmune things like celiacs or rheumatoid arthritis, or they're, like, irreversible things.
So basically, Callie wakes up every day knowing that she's going to have this for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to think about that, but...
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's a real downer.
But doesn't it, I mean, I that's part of the reason why I admire the way you deal with it so much, because I feel like you don't, like, you're not mad about it. I mean, sometimes I know, like, very rarely...
I have moments.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, how much language can we use on here?
You can use as much as you want.
I'm just like, wow, this is a fucking doozy.
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening? But most of the time, it's fine.
I just feel like, imagine, I've never really known anyone. I haven't been close with someone who has diabetes.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are so many times where, like, at parties, our friend had a 30th birthday party out on a boat, or, like, thinking about traveling, or thinking about working out, or all the things that, like, I just get to do and I don't have to think about.
Yeah.
Cassie's, like, packing her insulin, making sure her sensor's up to date.
It's a lot to think about. I mean, I'm pretty, like, anal, and I'm kind of a control freak, so it's it doesn't feel like a huge burden to me, but for someone who like kind of flies by the seat of their pants, I would imagine it would be a real challenge.
I mean, every day you basically are in control of keeping yourself alive.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And there are times that we'll be out and she will be, or like in the middle of the night, if she has a low, your sensor beeps, right?
Yeah.
Or you can feel it.
It beeps.
To wake her
up. I actually just changed that.
Why?
Sound. No, oh. I changed the sound because that, you know, I sleep through it sometimes. Like your mom had to tell me about it.
Cassie was at the beach with us this summer and her sensor was going off and we were both passed out and my mom luckily woke up.
I'm a pretty light sleeper, but when like it's going off all the time, you get used to just ignoring it.
Yeah.
So now I changed it to like it's so obnoxious. It's like a siren.
Good.
Because the other day I didn't wake up.
But she has to wake up in the middle of the night. Like, imagine just blissfully sleeping, and then you have to wake up, and you have to eat Skittles or, like, pop insulin tablets.
Yeah.
Or what else? What are the other things you eat?
I mean, sometimes I'll get juice, but that's not, like, a juice box. Anything that has carbs in it, but usually it's, like, a Skittle or a tablet.
So you would say you have more lows than highs, right?
Yeah.
Because you'd rather be on the lower side than on the higher side.
Yeah.
And if you're really high, do you put more insulin in? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I ask so many questions.
It doesn't work immediately. That's the thing. There's like a lag time.
Yeah.
Before it is effective. So it's not like... I think when you say it out loud, it sounds like, oh, well, you're high. We'll just give yourself the dosage. But, like, it just doesn't work that quickly. Or sometimes it works really quickly, and then you drop really low, and then you have to treat the low. And then it's like a, what do you call that thing that, like...
A pendulum?
You, like, swing it, and it, like, swings really wide, and then it takes forever to, like, come back to, like...
The pirate ship at amusement parks?
Yeah.
I think it's a pendulum.
Just is, like, so sensitive.
Yeah. So. Wasn't there a time where you were hospitalized, or was that the first time you found out?
There was a second time. That was the time that they were wrong and had to put me on the pump.
Oh.
Because the oral medication wasn't working anymore.
So you were really high.
Really high. For and like days.
What's the worst that could happen if you're really high?
You can go into something called diabetic ketoacidosis, which would put you in a coma.
Okay.
final answer.
Okay. Wow. So
I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
But people have it happen. Yeah.
Basically what you need to know is that Cassie is badass for this reason. And I'm not trying to exploit you. I know you don't like to bring attention to it, but she's also a teacher, a third grade teacher. So there are times that, like, she's with her kids for hours. I mean, for those of you who work at a job where you're at a desk or, like, you know, moving around and you're not supervising children, you can go to the bathroom or, like, take care of your primal needs at any moment. But if you're a teacher, there are times that you cannot unless somebody comes to relieve you. So not only is she teaching, but she also, like, works out. She does all of these other things, like even just like going out and being social, that she could just let the diabetes live her life, but she doesn't.
No.
And I think you're badass for that reason.
I'm in charge.
What would you say to people who are like just recently diagnosed or like have a child who's been diagnosed? Like, what hope would you give them or advice?
It'll be fine. It's a big learning curve. Be patient. But it'll be fine.
I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says that.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. What about when they're feeling really frustrated by it?
I don't have the answer to that because sometimes I feel that way too.
What do you do?
I think you're just going to feel that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you have to let yourself have it.
Does it ever play mental games with you?
Not really. Like, I have my moments where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so pissed about this. Like, if I'm having a really terrible day. But I pull myself out of it pretty quick. But that's because I'm such a logical thinker. Like, yeah. I'm literally thinking, okay, I'm going to let myself have this moment, and then I'm going to move on because this isn't a productive thing.
Let me just piggyback on that really quick. Why do you think you're a logical thinker? Is that nature or nurture?
I think it's both. Well, I don't know. Like, that's how my parents are. So is that, like, a genetic thing? I don't know.
You think your mom is a logical thinker?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, she's further down on the emotional spectrum than I am, but my dad is definitely where I am.
Yeah.
So they're both, like, on that side of things.
Yeah. Listen, I just find you to be a fascinating human because...
Thanks.
I can't even imagine what it would be like to just... I feel like you have such clarity all the time. Like, I will come to you with a situation where I'm like, I have no idea what I'm feeling, what's going on, what's happening, and you'll be like, well, this is what they're doing and this is why you're feeling this way.
I don't know. I guess that's the black and white part of my brain. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm jealous.
But I mean, that's not great all the time. I don't connect with people like you do. You know, having an emotional brain has different benefits that I don't have.
Yeah, I feel you. That's why we make a great pair.
Speak of the damn devil.
So, just Calihandro.
Well, that's a new one. Yeah, have you been thinking about that?
No,
one?
It just came up in my brain. Feels
natural.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually finish our eps with two questions. Do you know what they are already?
Yeah, yeah. If women ran the world.
She's a supportive listener, you guys.
I don't even know how to answer that other than better. I don't know.
It would just be better.
On every level.
Yeah.
It would be more efficient. It would make more sense. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say about that.
I always tell Callie that when I leave her room, I feel like I want to pound my chest because I go in with like a little fire in my soul and I'm like, I'm pissed about this. If like there's a dude who's being a dude or if someone in the world is kind of not, you know, treating me right, I usually don't feel entitled to feel a certain way. But if Callie gives me validation...
Why is that?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not, like, the voice of all reason.
You're a good barometer of reactions, though. Okay. Like, I know if I'm overreacting, if you're being calm, cool, and collected.
Okay.
But if you're like, no, fuck that, then I feel like if she's reacting that way...
Yeah, yeah.
Then I should feel this way, too.
Okay.
I'm codependent. But I literally want to beat my chest sometimes.
I like that, actually. I like that I can empower you in that way.
You do.
I know the other question, too, and I'm not sure how you want me to answer
that. Well, let me ask it, because some people might not be such avid listeners like you are.
Okay.
Amy, my co-host, who's not here, shout out to Amy. We usually ask women one thing that they love most about themselves, which I know is the worst question I could ever ask you. But there has to be something you can think of.
I guess I think I'm independent. I can take care of myself. I don't need your help.
Wow. Can I add something?
That you like about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cassie, what would you say your love language is? We've talked about this before.
I think it's quality time.
Yeah, definitely.
I think because I don't know what else it would be.
Well, Cassie's not much of like a gifter.
No, I'm so terrible at that.
No, it's not a bad thing. But like today I walked into her house and she had this cute little tub with champagne and balloons and a succulent bowl. I love succulents. So when she does do things like that, things are very thoughtful from you, I would say. You mean everything you say.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
So we're blessed. We're blessed to have some Callies in our lives.
Thanks.
Do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to say on Ladies of the LV?
These are the kind of questions I was worried about you asking me.
Open-ended. Okay, let me be more specific.
Okay.
I asked you, so someone who doesn't have diabetes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, thinks that if they don't know anyone who has it or if they don't have it, why should it affect them? Like, what would you say to someone like that who doesn't know anything about it?
Do they want to know about it?
Well, just someone from the outside, like... I feel like they should know the struggle.
I don't know. Maybe that you never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes when, like, I have to leave a gym class in the middle or, like, something like that, I'm like, oh, my God, this looks so bad. Like, I look so rude. So on the other end, maybe just try to understand that you don't know what someone's going through. And also don't post things like, Jimmy ate 25 candy bars. What does Jimmy have? Jimmy has diabetes. Just, like, don't.
Don't do that.
Just don't.
That's rude.
I actually... Okay, I'm getting on another tangent.
Do it.
I was backstage at the show.
Yeah.
And one of the kids said something about diabetes, and I was like, what? And they were like, well, yeah, well, something about... And I was like, that's not how it happens. And they were like, what? I was like, it's not. I just walked away.
You should, like, point to your sensor and be like, look at this shit.
I didn't, but I shut him down so forcefully that, like, I feel like he was, like, didn't even know what to do. And then I was like, was that too harsh? And then I was like, no. I wasn't mean about it. No. I just said that's wrong.
You have to be empathetic.
Yeah, so.
One last question. What do you think people should know about teachers?
Oh.
Specifically elementary school.
It is way harder than you think it is. And it's way more tiring, and don't ask me why I get the summer off, because you can't even begin to understand that. It drains you of every last ounce of your energy every single day. Emotionally. Yeah. It's not even about, like, physically what you're doing. It's that you are giving 100% of yourself to multiple people every single minute. You don't have a minute to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know, from an introverted perspective, I don't know from an extroverted if it, like, fuels you, but I am tired at the end of the day.
Listen, I come in feeling super pumped, and I leave feeling like sometimes I just want to, I want to cry.
It's so much.
I feel grateful.
It's so rewarding. Yeah. I don't want to have to say, like, all negative things, but it's an exhausting job.
Yeah, so... We'll see you on the beach in July, people.
Bye.
All right, wait. I was going to say something like, thank you for being on my podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're welcome. Sorry I'm like the least poised and professional human you've had. I was actually thinking about everyone you've had on here, and they're all like actors or like people that speak professionally for their job.
You speak professionally.
No, I don't. I hang out with kids.
You said something like, rheumatoidiosis today. That was super...
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No. There was something at the coma that you go into.
Well, I have to know what that is.
I know, but you said a lot of impressive
words. I'm talking
about,
like, the way you speak. I'm a little more, like, casual than your previous guests,
I think,
like.
First of all, people will appreciate that, but I also think you're eloquent as fuck.
Wow. Thanks.
So, what can I say?
Nothing.
Thank you, Callie, for being on Ladies of the LV.
Anytime.
Everyone, you can follow her. Just kidding. Don't look her up. She won't accept you.
Oh, God. Bye. I'm not like a terrible person. Hang up. Hang this call.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone I mean just me and Amy, don't be salty, Amy, I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening, and if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're going to have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.